The Pittsburgh Steelers are Super Bowl champions. With time running out, they came from behind to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Final score, 27-23. From Tampa, NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
The Super Bowl's first quarter was like the first chapter of genre fiction. It's exciting to see the characters in action, but things usually go according to formula. Indeed, early in the Super Bowl, it seemed that the Steelers would be able to control the ball and the clock and wear down a slightly overmatched Cardinal defense. But by the end of the half, the surprise was about to be sprung. Arizona, down by a field goal, was at the Steelers' one-yard line with 18 seconds to play. The stadium knew that a score was in the offing, but no one had any idea of the nature of the score. NBC had the call.
It's picked off at the goal line. There's a flag thrown on the run back, James Harrison, to run it back, and Harrison is past midfield. Harrison going down the sideline. Harrison still on his feet. Harrison is going to go all the way.
The flag was on the Cardinals. The touchdown stood. The Steelers' defensive back, Ryan Clark, part of the convoy that delivered Harrison into the end zone, said after the game that more than good fortune was at play.
It was funny, Coach Tomlin and Coach LeBeau put an emphasis this week. You know, we were kind of catching interceptions in practice and lollygagging and jogging around. And on Thursday, when we watched the film from Wednesday, they just kept saying, you know, let's transition. You know, let's work on that. Let's work on scoring touchdowns.
In fact, it was the longest play in Super Bowl history and a total momentum changer. After a halftime in which Bruce Springsteen sang, "We gotta get out while we're young," the oldest player on either team, Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, began to emerge. The Cardinals would score 16 points in less than 5 minutes. And after a second Warner to Larry Fitzgerald touchdown pass, Arizona pulled ahead. Warner knew, however, that games like these don't end so easily.
I've lost on the last play of the game before, so I knew it wasn't over. I knew we had to make some more plays if we were going to win the game. And, you know, I think there was some excitement on the sideline, people coming up to talk to me, and I'm just like, just hold on, you know, give me another 2.5 minutes, and then we'll talk.
Across the field, with his team down, wide receiver Santonio Holmes had this thought.
I sat on the sideline like, man, this cannot happen to us right now. You know, this cannot happen to us right now.
So Holmes got into the huddle and told his Steeler teammates, "I want to be the man." And so he was. The Steelers' game-winning drive went 78 yards, and Holmes had 73 of them, including a touchdown that was never in doubt. Well, at least Holmes never doubted it.
100% I knew I got my feet down.
Afterwards, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said big comebacks like this one are earned.
We talk about moments, and we back up that talk with action in terms of how we build our team, how we prepare. We probably practice two-minute red zone, goal line, short yardage more than a lot of teams, because when you watch highlight shows, that's the football game. We embrace those moments. We believe we're built for those moments. And the guys prove it with how they play.
That moment won Holmes the Most Valuable Player Award and Pittsburgh its record 6th championship. But if you hear people this morning say that this was one of the best games ever, it stands to reason that the Cardinals put forth a great effort too. Let's take a moment to single out Kurt Warner. Check out the list of passing yards in a Super Bowl game, and Warner's name is first, second, and third. Three times he stepped off the field with his team leading or tied in a Super Bowl. Only once did he win. But that makes him, like the members of this year's Steelers, forever champions. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Tampa, Florida.